Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Murder suspect captured after police chase in North Wichita. We've got the story.
A judge rules Wichita officer shooting of a vet with PTSD was reasonable.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. If you have some outdoor chores you need to take care of, you'll certainly want to take advantage of the next few days because big changes are coming next week with a colder pattern on the way. Our forecast in minutes.
The chase ended with the driver crashing into another car and knocking down a utility pole. Officer Charlie Davidson says the chase began near 25th at Arkansas Thursday morning and ended about 30 minutes later at 24th and Market.
After the suspect vehicle had struck the black Mitsubishi traveling north, the vehicle then struck a guide wire or guideline connected to the power poles here, causing damage to the power lines and also the power poles, which has caused some traffic lights to go out in this area. So we obviously have Westar Energy out here now.
The 27-year-old female driver of one of the cars taken to a hospital with minor injuries. An 18-year-old male was not injured. Police say he is a suspect in a murder earlier this summer in the 500 block of South Laclede. He was arrested on a felony warrant on an unrelated incident. An 11-year-old girl is home safe after reporting that she had been followed by a man and woman in a white SUV. The incident happened Thursday afternoon at the Crescent Lakes Addition near the park at Westchester and Woodstone in Andover. Now, police are asking if anyone has any information to please contact the Andover Police Department. And you can read the full police release in the news story at knssradio.com. Senior U.S. officials say President Donald Trump is considering ousting Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and replacing him with CIA Director and former Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo, following less than a year on the job for Tillerson. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders didn't deny that's what Trump has been thinking of doing, but she suggested that no move was imminent, saying the president and Tillerson plan to work together to close out the year. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit against the city of Wichita, saying police officers' actions in the fatal shooting of an Iraq war veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder were reasonable.
The Wichita Eagle reports police fatally shot 26-year-old Icarus Randolph in front of his family in 2014 when he came toward officers with a knife and, after a taser, did not stop him. Family members say they were attempting to get Randolph taken to a hospital so he could be treated for a mental health crisis. The family's lawsuit says officers did not follow proper procedure on dealing with mental health crisis when approaching Randolph, who had PTSD. Sedgwick County District Court Judge Bruce Brown ruled Wednesday that the officers' actions were reasonable and says police procedure on dealing with mental health crisis allows officers to use their discretion. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans are hoping to finish tax reform by the end of this week.
Republicans say failure is not an option on tax reform. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the consequences of blowing this opportunity would be devastating.
Our base fractures, people won't put up our signs, people won't write checks, the party will collapse of its own weight, Steve Bannon will have a great argument to beat us all. Other than that, nothing.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is hammering Republicans for what he calls a lack of outreach.
The way this tax bill is being rammed through is exactly why the American people believe our politics is so broken.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke with the Christian Broadcast Network about tax reform. The vice president says he and President Trump believe tax reform will not add to the deficit.
We're not only not going to see deficits from these tax cuts, but when they're all fully implemented, we think you're going to see not only incomes rise in this country, our economy grow, but you're also going to see the federal government have even more resources to provide for our military to meet the obligations that we've made.
The Senate is expected to vote on the tax reform bill by the end of the week. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
and the Wichita State volleyball team hosting their first ever NCAA volleyball tournament regional. So that's coming up today. We'll talk about it coming up at sports.
The Salvation Army's bell ringers are out in force in Sagamon County. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
SunTrust Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS number.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on the first day of December, a Friday morning. The Salvation Army's red kettles can be seen outside retailers throughout Sedgwick County, as always, during the Christmas season. Wichita Commander Major Joseph Wheeler tells KNSS News holiday fundraising supports Salvation Army programs throughout the year. Do you have any estimates on how many lives are touched by the Salvation Army in Sedgwick County?
Well, I can tell you last year, 53,300 people received emergency assistance, and that could be anything from a food basket to assistance with utilities, rent, etc.
Major Wheeler is our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. The number of kids in foster care is on the rise.
For the fourth year in a row, the Department of Health and Human Services says substance abuse by parents is a major factor in the increase of kids in foster care. The HHS says it counted 437,500 children as of September 30, 2016. Parental substance abuse a factor in 34% of the 2016 cases where a child was removed from a home, up from 32% a year earlier. About 92,000 children were removed from homes because at least one parent had a drug abuse issue. The peak number, 524,000 children in 2002. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A Canadian lawmaker is arguing that legalizing marijuana could lead to communism for our northern neighbors.
It sounds like a scene from the 1936 cult classic Reefer Madness.
Under the influence of the drug, he killed his entire family with an axe.
Ron Orr, a conservative member of the Alberta legislature, says marijuana use has a direct historical connection to the use of opium in 17th century China. Orr argues that China's opium wars led to the communist cultural revolution. It's a road, he says, he's not willing to travel. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Reefer Madness, KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
183rd West and Kellogg over by Goddard. Got a traffic accident, injury traffic accident, so watch for a slowdown there. Again, 183rd and Kellogg. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
All right, now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing, my friend?
I'll tell you what, my mood improved yesterday dramatically in the afternoon with the good old sun coming out.
Wasn't that great?
Wasn't that warm, but at least the sun was out, and I think people's demeanors and their moods just shifted into Christmas gear, I guess, huh?
I think so. And the sun makes all the difference, and when you get the sunshine and the light winds, it really was a nice day. We had 57 yesterday, which is close to 10 degrees above normal. That's
right.
Talk about abnormal, other than just talking about us.
Yeah.
This weekend, I don't know about you, maybe outdoor barbecue plans or go run.
Yeah.
It is December 1st, and we are talking about highs today into the low 60s across most of the state. And every day this weekend, it gets even warmer.
All right. And then
I was trying not to get to that.
All right.
Let's talk about the weekend first.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So lots of sun today. The weekend looks beautiful. Plenty of sun for you tomorrow as well. Highs today 60, 62 tomorrow. Mid-60s on Sunday, probably about 66. I think by Monday, we are sneaking up on 70 degrees, if you can believe that. Now, please keep in mind, the normal daytime high this time of year would be 49 degrees.
And then?
And then we hit the 49. We go. Well, actually, it's 48 is the normal high. So we take a huge nosedive back to normal.
Okay.
So running about 20 degrees above normal by the time Monday rolls around. Monday night to Tuesday, a very strong cold front is going to push through here, and it's going to return us to December. I mean, we're in April right now. So we are going to be back in 47 is the number I've got forecast for Tuesday. The problem is, it is so dry, and I just don't even see with that cold front much of a rain or snow chance out of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. It looks like a great weekend shaping up.
And,
to start off December. As always, thanks for being with us, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smith. And right now, partly cloudy, 35 degrees. We've got a south wind at 9 miles per hour. 1983, the average temperature, 1983, average temperature in Wichita for the month of December was 16.4 degrees, making that the coldest December on record for the air capital and the second coldest month ever.
Yeah.
Coldest month on record was January of 1940, with an average of 16.2 degrees all month long in December.
Even with a cold front coming, I don't think we're going to get anywhere near that.
We're not going to get close to that. It's 712 with Steve and Ted. Talk about the Weinstein effect, all these charges of misconduct, sexual misconduct, and so forth. Well, what could it have any impact on the way we do Christmas parties around this country, holiday parties? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to talk with business strategist Bobby Albert this morning. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us.
Well, good morning, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
You know, Bobby, it's we have a Christmas party here. It's just staff. It's a luncheon. Nothing. Nobody drinks anything. Nobody gets crazy. But there are, I know there are other people not quite like that. Tell us about it. What's going on?
Well, they've been a growing problem of inappropriate behavior at Christmas parties, and there's a group of companies that have completely eliminated their Christmas party. There's another group that have cut out the alcohol at their parties, and of course, there's some that have continued having the Christmas party like they always have. But one thing, if I may suggest, is that the leader of the organization sets the tone of the boundary lines of what's appropriate and what's inappropriate in that particular culture. And, you know, what I'm talking about here is corporate responsibility to proactively communicate what's appropriate at the Christmas party, what's not, and also challenge the employees to set boundary lines of personal responsibility as to what's appropriate and what's not at the Christmas party. And they need to do it before the party takes place.
You are Vice President of Challenger Gray and Christmas, a Chicago-based human resource consulting company, correct? Is that correct?
Well, are you talking to me?
Yes. I'm sorry. The news release here, it's quoted, I guess it's quoting Andrew Challenger. I beg your pardon. I made a mistake there.
That's fine.
I gave you a promotion, I guess.
Yeah, you sure did. Thank you. I needed that today.
Well, apparently, Bobby, they're saying, though, that Challenger Gray and Christmas, I've heard of the firm, they say 11% of employers will not hold a holiday party at all. Wow.
Well, I can tell you this. Let me kind of give you a pattern here to think about. About 25 years ago, at our Christmas party at our company, I saw some inappropriate behavior. I didn't see, you know, inappropriate sexual behavior, but I saw people, because we had alcohol, say things and did things that was like, you know, really, as the boss, I saw a different person, you know, tonight. And so, and also during that time period, we were concerned. There was a lot of things talked about, people getting drinking too much alcohol and driving home drunk and having a car accident and killing somebody. And there's this all big issues about legal liability company and things. So we cut out the alcohol. But one thing we saw was the participation rate started dropping. So we made a change. What we did, we changed to having a Christmas lunch, and it was potluck. And the participation level just skyrocketed because everybody was having a great time and lots of fellowship, and the food was delicious.
Wow. Well, listen, maybe you could hold our party here, because our food sometimes a little lame at ours. That's the only reason I stick around. No, really, we have a great party here. And like you said, you understand. You've been a leader of a company. It comes from the boss's office to say how we're going to do that party, right?
Well, it really is. You know, one of the things that all leaders get caught up in all year long, they really push hard on their people. Give me results, give me results, give me results. And they think if they have this one event around Christmas time, like what we call a Christmas party, it will keep our employees happy. and they will be good employees. It really what the culture of engaging employees, and there's only 33% of the companies that really do this, is that their employees, when they come to work every day throughout the year, it's like going to a Christmas party for them because they really like going to work every day and they're truly engaged in their company. And when you have a culture like that, the people are thriving and profits really soar.
All right. Bobby, thanks for the advice. Hope you have a nice, great holiday, and we appreciate you talking with us this morning. That is business strategist Bobby Albert talking about those holiday parties coming up. And maybe he had a good point there. There have been times at parties over the years when there was a little bit too much booze involved, and people, you know, the next day you say, did I really do that? Did I really say that in front of the boss? And how did I get this lampshade on my head?
Yeah.
7:18 now, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Jad Chambers this morning on the Sports Desk. We've got volleyball and basketball to talk about, and, of course, we got Chiefs football this weekend right here.
That's
on
right.
98.7 and 1330.
The Wichita State women's basketball team playing a matinee noon today. They're hosting Western Illinois at Charles Koch Arena. That game is Wichita State's annual Schoolhouse Rocks with the Shocks. Area elementary schools have all been invited to attend. It's a busy day for the staff there at Charles Koch Arena because after that game, WSU is hosting, or for the first time, hosting the NCAA Volleyball Tournament Regional. In the first match, KU faces Missouri. That's a border showdown right there.
Yeah.
KU versus Missouri, and it's right here in Wichita. And that match is going to be followed by WSU versus the Big South champion Radford. The Shockers are making their 11th NCAA tournament appearance. The winners of each match will, of course, face off tomorrow at Koch Arena at 7 p.m., and the winner of that match will go on to the Sweet 16. So,
great.
Yeah, NCAA tournament action in volleyball right here in Wichita today. Number 8, Wichita State men's basketball travels to Waco, Texas to play number 16 Baylor tomorrow. Both teams are 5-1. It's the first half of a home-and-home series, Baylor making the trip to Wichita next season. The last time these teams played, in 2007, it was Greg Marshall's second game as Shocker head coach. It was also his first loss as a Shocker head coach.
Ouch.
Yeah, they lost that one.
He's going to want revenge today.
He's going to want revenge. Wichita State versus Baylor. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull with the call tomorrow. Pre-game start at noon on 103.7 KEYN. KU basketball tomorrow. That's on KFH. The number 2 Jayhawks in Miami to face Syracuse. It's the Hoop Hall Miami Invitational on the air at 3 p.m. Tip-off at 4:30 over on KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM. One of those two teams will be losing for the first time this season. Both are 6-0. Butler basketball tomorrow afternoon. That's right here on KNSS. The Butler Grizzlies looking to snap a 4-game losing streak on the road at Dodge City. Grizzlies versus the Conquistadors tomorrow afternoon. Pre-game start 2:45 on KNSS. Dennis Higgins with the call. NCAA football this weekend. Conference championship games over on KFH. We've got Pac-12 championship game tonight. Stanford versus USC are on the air at 6 p.m. Kickoff at 7. Tomorrow, the Big 12 championship game. Oklahoma versus TCU. The pregame start of that one is 11 o'clock. And then tomorrow night, it's the ACC championship game. Miami versus Clemson. And that is at 7 o'clock. And, of course, on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs on the road versus the New York Jets. The Chiefs on a 3-game losing streak. They are still clinging on to first place in the right. AFC West. 4-7 Jets have lost 2 straight in 5 of their last 6. The Chiefs and Jets, Sunday. Mitch Holtis with the call. Pregame start at 11 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. That's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
And don't forget, an hour from now at 8.
1 hour from now.
8:15, Mitch Holtis will be with us with his live Kansas City Chiefs update right here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 7:21 here, and it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like us. at Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Democrats are threatening a government shutdown over illegal immigration. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.